Hey everyone, and welcome to the Ask Rich and Hey Show, episode 2. Today on the show, we talk about words, stamina, hunger, and patience.
My name is Lauren Early, and I am a former 6-time World Irish Dance Champion, who is now devoted to helping every dancer achieve big dreams of their own. On each episode, we will bring you the best questions to help you discover and unlock your full potential, so that you can benefit in every possible way. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy the show.
Okay, so we got a good lot of viewers on Facebook, so let's get started with the questions. We're gonna start off with some that we selectively picked out from Facebook and Instagram, just because they're the questions that everybody are asking. So we gathered up with the most popular questions, and let's run through those. And then as the questions come through on Facebook, we'll get a couple of those covered if we have time as well.
Yep. So we have a question from Leah on Facebook, and she says, "Hi Lauren, I haven't been dancing for very long, but I really want to get to the top. I'm just not sure if I have enough talent to get me there. What specific things would you say I have to do to get there? Thank you, Leah." Okay, Leah. So, you saying this already, you're already doubting yourself. If you want to get to the top as a world champion, number two main things you need is hunger and patience. Because everybody just wants a magic pill for overnight. And having a strong mindset as a child growing up, that you know you want to be a world champion, or you know, do you know what, I really want to succeed. You believe in that and you think, do you know what, no matter what, I'm going to do everything I can to get there. I'm going to be working so hard that anyone else in my age group out there. Day and night. So I think you're already doubting yourself to saying this. Yes, you want to get to the top, but you're already saying, hold on a second, I know I'm not there. Am I going to get there? What do I have to do? With that mindset as well, like I says, you just have to believe. You never know what direction you're going to go, but if you want to be a champion, you want to succeed to the top, it is that hunger inside. And like I says, you working towards that and building up and building up your results, that's you having the patience to get there. I didn't become a world champion overnight. I had to build and knock down a lot of doors to even get there. You know, I was knocking down the door for a while at second place, and then I was like, oh my God, how am I going to get first? And then next minute, but it's a long process, but I made sure that that no matter what, I was never giving up. And I knew from a young age, you know, dancing 5, 6, 7, that I didn't know what to do, but I just knew, well, I just have to do extra. So I think that kind of answers your question in a way. You already have the talent because you're dancing number one, but you seem like you're doubting yourself to even get to the top. So just ask yourself, how hungry do you want it? And, you know, write down a list, what exactly you're doing that everybody else isn't.
The thing is,
that makes sense.
Lauren will be a lot more in detail or take a different view on these sorts of things as what I would. At the very end of the day, guys, everybody wants it today, okay? They always look at the finished product today, right? All you girls are watching Beyonce today, okay? You're looking at Lauren today. You're looking at the finished product of something that has been accumulated over years and years and years of hard work. Where when Lauren was winning her worlds, there was no live Facebook shows, there was no, okay, given social media mightn't have been out back then, but there was no talking and helping and sharing advice. It was head down and get there. Then when you're there, it's different. But you guys are looking at the finished products today and thinking, oh, isn't Beyonce's lifestyle really good? Oh, isn't this person really good or that person really good? It's not like that when you're in the grind every day and you're trying to become that person. It isn't anywhere near what it's like when you get there. So these questions are great, but for me, world champions are people with that mindset. They're not going to doubt that. And whilst Lauren could give you an answer where it's like, okay, yeah, you need to have this sort of turnout and this and this and this, none of that matters. If you don't have the hunger to get up every single day and outwork every single person, this applies to everything, by the way. This applies to work, school, dancing, relationships. It applies to everything, okay? And by the way, being a champion or being successful at anything you want to do is a very lonely place. Because have you any idea the sacrifices that you have to give up just to be that person? So when you're a world champion or when you're really successful at something, it's actually very, very lonely, because you're, whilst you may be winning in one area, believe me, you're losing in a lot of areas. I knew Lauren when she was going through all of those wars, and she may be winning on the dance stage, but she's losing in friendships, she's losing in relationships, she's losing in family time, she's losing in sister time, she's losing in so many things.
100%.
So you may be winning, but believe me, when you're winning, you're losing so much. And people don't see this, they just see the lifestyle and they think they want to be that.
Yeah.
So hunger and patience are the two most important aspects of getting anywhere and anything. And if you're willing to go down that road, understand that the trade-off of everything else means you're going to be losing a lot. And if you're willing to do that, and bear in mind, it's not forever, it's just a short period of time, but you must be willing not to go to the cinema, you must be willing not to go to your friend's pool party, you must be willing not to sit up on Facebook and text someone that you've seen that day, because it just can't be done. So when you're willing to do that, you've already won. And then those questions, they don't really matter anymore, right?
And also, exactly, like that's perfect. But also, when I was making all those sacrifices and everything else, you know, I missed my auntie's wedding, was dancing the British Nationals, I missed loads of school trips and stuff like that, but I knew what I wanted. So missing that, I knew that, well, I have to do this, and I have to go to that championship, and I have to show my face, and I have to show my face in this championship because all my top dancers are there, because I know I had to get to where I wanted to be. So it shouldn't be, oh my God, you're trailing your heart. If you're already doubting, no, I don't want to go, I want to go to that party, I want to go to that wedding, then I think you have to ask yourself again what your real goals is.
And let's do one there on Facebook, and we'll kind of go back and forward.
You can go on your
own. Okay, quick question here from Facebook from Jose Rivera. So the question is, how do you determine dancing heart rate for treadmill training or for any type of training really? What is the dancing heart rate? So we've kind of brought in this heart rate quest, this heart rate kind of topic over the last few weeks, because we're focusing heavily on it in the academy. Dancers always complain about having no confidence and so on. The best way in my experience, again, Lauren takes a different approach, she'll talk about confidence from a mindset point of view. For me, the best way to have confidence is to track your progress, right? How do you know you're even doing well? So compared to what? You must have a trackable history of results and progress, so you know how you're doing. And this heart rate training is just a method of tracking your progress, okay? Tracking your fitness, if you like. So the question, how do you determine dancing heart rate training for on a treadmill or whatever? The answer is, it depends on the goal, right? So is the goal aerobic fitness, stamina and so on, or is the goal speed, or is the goal lactic acid endurance? Just to sum it up, and without going into a huge amount of detail, a dancer will always need that solid aerobic foundation. Dancing's not an aerobic sport, but even sprinters, which is 100% anaerobic, they all need an aerobic base. You generally have to be fit and healthy before you can actually build any specific skills on top of it. You can't become an athlete from being overweight. You have to get healthy first. And when you get that generalized level of fitness, you can then try and add the skills that you need for the sport on top of it. So as a dancer, you need a general aerobic base. This could be done in the off season or just general times where you need to get your fitness up. So in this instance, if you're on a treadmill, you're really looking for the aerobic heart rate zone, right? So heart rate's all in different zones. So what we're looking for is trying to stay within the aerobic heart rate zone of around 140 to 160 beats per minute. And because it's aerobic work, you're looking for the volume of work. You're not looking for how fast you can do it. So it's just a case of adding. You may start off with a 20-minute run, 30-minute run, 40-minute run. You're increasing how long you can do it for, not the speed at which you do it. Okay, that's aerobic training. And you're just really getting the body used to heart and lungs, getting more oxygen around the body. Now, that said, if the goal now becomes how to deal with lactic acid or how to deal with speed, you're now in the anaerobic zone. You're not going to produce any lactic acid if you're just jogging along at an aerobic pace. So if you want to get better at tolerating lactic acid, your speed endurance, then you need to have the speed to endure, right? So too many people are getting confused about stamina, and they say, I need my fitness. But when you're doing your aerobic work, there's no speed there.
Yeah.
Lactic acid training is having the speed to endure. So you must firstly start with the speed. So what are we producing lactic acid at? What's your top heart rate? yeah, we're looking at, you know, 160s, 170s, 180s. When you cross into that anaerobic zone and the little heart rate monitor starts going red, amber red, we know we're getting up there. Now, if I'm looking at max speed, so my max output, which is release mode, okay, I'm looking at my max heart rate. What is my max heart rate? I need to hit it. And then when you hit it, you need to train yourself to maintain it. So if I hit my max heart rate, let's say I hit 190, 180 or 190, and I can only hit that for 5 seconds and I drop way back down again. In the next session, my aim is to hold that for 15, 20 seconds, 25, 30 seconds. So you're training yourself to hold that max heart rate for a longer period of time. Now, I train athletes where they can hold 180 or 185 beats per minute for 10 minutes.
Wow.
Some dancers I've worked with can't even hit 180, but if they do, it's maybe 10 seconds and then they fatigue so quickly because their body's now used to what the process happens when they're at such a high heart rate. Their body panics and it just slows everything down. But when you train yourself to hold that heart rate for a long period of time, then things become easier. So the answer to your question, Jose, is it depends what zone. If we're looking at aerobic fitness, we're in the lower heart rate aerobic zone. If we're looking at lactic acid based training, we need to be in the 60s, 70s, a little bit of intensity. And if we're looking at max speed, max heart rate. Yeah?
That's a good question.
Okay.
Brilliant. Okay, back to me. So, this is on Instagram.
I felt like I was running there. So intense.
No.
My heart rate's going up.
Okay, so. Hi Lauren, I've just started placing on the podium and it has been my dream forever. Now that I'm so close to the number one spot, my nerves are getting the best of me and I'm feeling so much pressure at this stage. Have you any tips on how to control this? Thank you so much, Amy. That's actually a good question. I've never got that question before. Okay, Amy, so you've already answered that this has been your dream forever. So you've already won, that you've already beat that. Like, you've achieved your dream, number one, of actually getting on that podium. So well done to you, that's excellent. Now, I'm taking it that maybe you're around 14, 15, I have to look into this. You are already putting yourself off before, you're not taking in your big achievement that you've actually just achieved. You've got it and you're like, okay, oh my God, because I'm so close, you're actually putting yourself off it now. So you're putting the pressure on yourself. Like, it's like this. If your goal was to win the world title, right, and you got the world title, well, there's nowhere else to go but to fight harder to get that title back. Now that you've achieved your fifth place on the podium, that is fantastic. Now all you have to do is keep doing what you're doing and also start writing out what is number 1, 2, 3, and 4 doing differently than you. Because obviously you are falling down a tiny, tiny, tiny bit behind these guys for a reason. But like I say, it's because this was your goal at fifth place, that's fantastic. For pressure and nerve control, try not to put yourself under pressure at all. Try to see this as a fantastic thing, because now if you keep yourself controlled like you've done there, you've just answered yourself that you can achieve that, because you put yourself under pressure to achieve your dream there, right? Your nerves have gone, you've achieved it. You just have to do the same thing. So now once you compete again, and now you've took all your weak areas and made them your strengths, because number 1, 2, 3, and 4 have that. Now what you've done is when you go up to compete again, you're now climbing slowly up the box. Once you get the hunger for that again, you'll want more and more until you get to number one spot. So nerves, yes, it is completely normal because you've went from a low place from, by the looks of it, 15th and 10th. And your dream is to go on the box for so long that I think the whole relief of you getting there is fantastic, but now your nerves are wrecked to stay there and to get to the top. So please, 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 Amy, you've won already. Take it in, take this achievement in. You're top, you're now top 5. So the words are just around the corner and I know you're putting pressure on yourself. You just need to hold on, be brave, and think about what you're doing right now. So let me see, this is from Elizabeth. Hi, the floor is coming up really quick. I was wondering, what would you recommend for a warm-up? At majors, I always feel like I start warming up too early and then my legs are tired because I can't sit. What do you recommend on the timing? Also, how should I warm up? Should I be running through all the steps altogether before going on stage? Yep. Thank you so much.
Okay, guys, this question is about warm-up. This is really relevant because obviously a lot of these are going to words, but matches will be coming up as well. So Okay, warm up. Ask yourself, you know the answer to this, right? A lot of people don't realize how much they actually know. Whenever you're warming up, what is the purpose of a warm up? It's gonna be to prepare your body for what's to come, okay? So if you're gonna prepare your body for what's to come, that means you need to use movements that mimic dancing competition, okay? Because that's what you're gonna put your body through. Okay, if I'm gonna go in and do a boxing ring, I'm gonna use movements that replicate my boxing. When you see a boxer sitting static stretching, you see him in the change room throwing punches because it's replicating the movements that are about to come. So the muscle knows the direction you want it to fire in. Mm-hmm. So in that instance, we need to make sure that a warm-up actually includes movements that are gonna come on stage. Now, you want a warm-up to produce adrenaline, okay? So nerves and adrenaline are a really good thing. The role of adrenaline in the body is to produce energy, all right? If you're gonna jump out of a plane or you're being chased down the street or whatever it is, you produce adrenaline, you're gonna run quicker than you've ever run before in your life. Because when you produce adrenaline, your body does a lot of things to make sure that the energy gets to the muscle quicker than it can ever do in a normal situation. So adrenaline is good. Do you think you're producing adrenaline sitting on the ground stretching? Of course not.
No.
Okay, so you need to wake up the nervous system as well, correct? So if you want a muscle to fire really, really rapidly, sitting on the ground, just static stretching gains, I'm going to fire up that muscle. So you need to activate the nervous system, you need to release adrenaline, and you need to use movements that are preparing the body for what's to come.
Mm-hmm.
So we break it down in several different sections. We have a look at mobility first, okay? The whole thing about stretching is this. People stretch because they're too tight, all right? My argument for this is if you're too tight, it should have been dealt with months and months before the competition. If you turn up to a competition with flexibility problems, it's too late. Why didn't you deal with it 2 months before, 1 month before? If you're coming up to a competition with flexibility problems, it's not time to work on your flexibility. If you need to improve your range of motion, you do that before the competition. On the day of the competition, it's a warm-up. So therefore, we're going to start off with mobility exercises. And these mobility exercises actually have a look at the range of motion in the joints. So we look at the hip joint. You maybe been sitting in a car the whole way to a competition. So your hips are going to be really, really tight, right?
Yeah.
So we're looking at mobilizing the hips. We're looking at dynamic stretches. So stretches that would stretch your hamstring, but you're walking with it, okay? Or you're doing a roll and you come out, stretch your hamstring, do a roll, come out, stretch your hamstring. Or you walk. Stretch your quad, walk, stretch your quad, but you're walking, you're keeping the heart rate up, okay? Because your heart rate's gonna be high on stage.
Still moving, you're not holding.
No. Those are the mobility movements, okay? After your mobility, when you feel loose, then we go into activation. So the stage of activation is to fire up the fast twitch muscle fibers, excite the nervous system, and release adrenaline. We could start off with some basic ones. 5 to 10 seconds of high knees on the squat, 5 to 10 seconds of bum kicks. But then we can start moving into more dance-specific ones. Like a boxer would move into more boxing-specific ones. Like a hurdler would start going over 2 or 3 hurdles because it's to fire up the system.
Yeah.
So you can start going into
the start of your dance.
The first 10 seconds of your dance, the first 10 seconds of your right foot, the first couple of dance movements, okay? Because
a
couple of front kicks, couple of 10 seconds of really fast trebles. Because now what we're working on is the actual action of the sport.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you put all this in before you go on stage and then you're ready to go. The other important thing you have to remember, a warm-up should not be fatiguing, okay? So it shouldn't actually fatigue you. It should just warm you up, okay?
You shouldn't be drained.
So you should not be drained
exhausted.
At all.
I know a lot of people are out of breath.
So you do not go to failure. You just do a short burst of something, then you rest.
Mm-hmm.
Short burst of something, then you rest, okay? The other thing we got to think about is timings. How long before do you actually warm up? So for me, again, depends on your age and experience, right? But for high-level athletes, we're going to have someone on a speed-based sport. So if you're going on stage for 1 minute, like an endurance runner is not going to really need much of a warm-up, right? Because they're starting at a slow pace and their body can get into it. There's not a huge range of motion. Their feet, their knees are only bending 15 degrees and their arms are moving really slowly by their side. So they can get into that a little bit more slowly. Whereas for someone like you, you're going from naught, standing in the middle of the stage, you're going from naught to 100 in a matter of 5 to 10 seconds. So your body has to be prepared for that. And you're going full range of motion above head and so on. So you gotta make sure that you're in the right place for that. Now, how long before? Depends on the person, but for me, you can do a 20 or so minute warm up, 10 or so minutes backstage or whatever. I don't know how long they hold you backstage for.
Yeah, well, it depends. Obviously, what competition is, say, for Worlds, for example, in the call-up the next 30 or 50, and the backstage, you can still move, walking hamstrings, walking quads, high knees, high bombs, drills, sipping on your water, and you're still walking through these, but you're getting pumped before you actually
time it right so that this all fits in. But you're looking at around a 20 minute warm-up, okay? You can do 10 minutes of mobility, 10 minutes of activation, and then when you're backstage, you're just banging in short, sharp bursts of your dance so that when you go on stage, you're ready to go. All right. Don't worry about standing still for 5 or so minutes. Your body will remember. It will still stay activated, but you just have to give it that kind of push 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes before you go on stage. And that's it. That's really it, guys. For any of you that are scared not to like stretch, I know people are so used to doing this that they're afraid not to because they don't want to scud themselves. If you're going to do it at the start. Yeah. But you cannot stretch a muscle if you want to be firing. Okay, if I take a muscle beyond its current range of motion, it doesn't know what to do in that length. So if you want to stretch first, like an hour before or whatever, then get into your mobility, then get into your activation, then get into your specific dance activation, then you're ready to go on stage.
And that's a lot of mistakes that I used to do as well, growing up.
I mean, hamstrings, right? We're sitting there stretching hamstrings from this length to this length, and then we go on stage, and they go too far, they can't come back down at the same rate because your body's not used to engaging as much. And we run into difficulties. Yeah. So only work with the range of motion that you have on that day. Do not try and improve it. You may come to the competition tighter, regain what you had. Do not try and improve. It's too late. What you have is what you have.
Okay, guys, so that completes episode 2, Ask Rachel New Height. So thank you so much for all your questions, guys, and everyone that was watching the live video page, Facebook page as well. And you're now just over a week and a half out from the World Championships, and right now you should all just be maintaining everything you have, getting your last bits done now, because your main hard work is now done. So you should be so excited, you should be feeling so pumped at this stage, knowing that you are feeling so cool going into this. You don't have to panic anymore, you just have to maintain what you're doing. And before you know it, you're going to be walking onto the world stage, very excited, very cocky, showing off all your movements and all your strength work that you've been working on all of these months. I know that at this stage, I knew that everything was done and I was just so excited to go out and show off. So that's how you guys should all be feeling right now. And I hope to see catch some of you dancing on stage as well. So make sure, you know, to come up to the fender where me and Robert will be, and let us know when you're on, and I will try my best to fly in at least see one or two of your third round. So I hope you're so ecstatic right now, and I want to wish you the very best of luck, and I cannot wait to meet everybody.
Yes, guys, good luck.